Thanks for downloading a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned for your 3CR podcast.
Now I'm a union man, amazed at what I am. I say what I think, that the company stinks. Yes, I'm a union man. When we meet in the local hall, I'll be voting with them all with a hell of a shout. It's out, brothers, out, and the rise of the company's fall. Oh, yeah.
Good morning and welcome to the Fire Up Show, presented to you by the Plumbers Union. I've had some constructive criticism about the intros of late, so I'm a little bit more fired up. Welcome, good to be here. Got three very, very well-equipped gentlemen to the right of me, but we'll go from left to right. Hercules Colocarthus, how are you, brother?
Good, mate. Yourself?
Yeah, good, buddy.
Excellent,
good to be here.
Excellent intro.
Mate, what about this? I haven't got the controls right. We're all over it today. Hopefully no mistakes. And John, the man with three last names, Hatsus Hiatus.
Good morning, Pickles. Good morning, listeners. Great to be here. I haven't done this for a while.
Yeah, really good to have you in, John. I think a lot of listeners have been asking for you to have you in.
Have they?
And to sort
one,
of find
one
out,
of them did.
Yeah, I thought so.
One, maybe two. maybe two, but just to want to find out about your area, all that, what's going on in the West. I know there's a lot coming up. And Warwick Burke, how are you, my brother?
I'm good, mate. You?
Yeah, good, mate.
That's
good.
The way.
Good. I can't believe it's already Thursday.
How good's that?
The weeks are flying. It's probably a sign we are getting busier.
Early on a Monday, that always helps.
It does definitely help, most definitely, mate. And we'll do as we usually do. We'll start with you, Herky. You're the man in the hot seat.
Straight into it.
Straight into it, brother. What's
Straight
happening?
Into it. Yeah, quite a fair bit, like always. A lot of work coming up, as we keep talking about. It's getting there. It's like it's slowly coming.
Yep.
Last week, on the weekend, the High Point announced their massive redevelopment, which is going to be ridiculous.
Yep.
It's like a 25-year job. The whole urban village, 5,000 apartments. It's going to be insane.
And that's hot off the press, really, because I don't think we've actually spoken about this. We've spoken about it at the organisers' meeting, but for the listeners out there and the people of that part of Melbourne, it's obviously going to be a huge project. So do we know much about it, builders or anything yet, or not? Not quite yet?
Well, they're starting across the road. They're building 500 apartments. Well, they're kicking off now. So Hamilton Marina picked their job up.
Yep.
So the usual suspects will be in the mix for that, who work for Hamilton's.
Yep.
That'll be a decent job. Very big for them. Probably over $300 million. The whole job itself, no. So I think they're going to start probably 2027 at High Point. So yeah, we won't know who the builders are or who will be in the mix for that. But there's already delegates putting their hand up for it.
Yeah, I'm sure there is, mate. Most definitely. And just talking of that, you've voted up some delegates recently as well.
I did, yeah. Vote up young Jackie Conlon out of Brunswick BSB. The most talked about job for us because it's across the road from our office.
You can see it from every point from the training centre and everyone's office while we're housed out there.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, right in front of Earl's eyes. So I have to make sure Jake was voted up straight away on that job. And, you know it's been endorsed. Who's out there? UPG, Coldfleet Mechanical and Vic West. So a good bunch of members, all got behind him.
And good CFMU rep as well, which we do rely on a lot to sort of help with the next group of our delegates coming through.
Yeah, big shout out to Guy. He's a ripper.
What a gentleman.
He is one of the best.
Yeah, no, fantastic, fantastic. And John,
yes,
what's happening,
mate?
Bro?
Oh, heaps and heaps, like usual. But it was a big week last week. We had the old Robinson Co. job down in Footscray kicking off again, so Icons picked that up. We voted up Bruno, so shout out to Bruno.
That's his second or third job, isn't it?
It would be possibly his second job, yeah. So he hasn't got he's got the world of experience, Bruno. But we've got complete out there, LSEA and Foxfire. So the job's only got about 6 months left in it. Before it closed up, it was actually a good job. So it's kicking off again. So that's a good thing.
Yeah,
good. What else we got? I was down at the Melton Hospital yesterday. That's kicking off. We've got about 10 to 15 Geschke boys out there.
Awesome.
That will be an excellent job for our members. But down that strip, there's a few jobs going on. You've got the community centre that Kane's doing. You've got a VSBA school. You've got another data centre, which Len Lease have picked up. That will be a massive project for us as well. But there's a bit happening around Melton or Cobblebank, whatever you call it. But,
is Cobblebank just a little bit of a way of just sort of like polishing saying that you don't live in Melton, or what's
apparently there's a border there somewhere. Who knows?
Is there such a thing?
What's the term? You can't polish a tummy, but no, there is a lot of work out there, John, and I think the people are always, it's one of those jobs that people always are asking about, when's Melton Hospital coming, when's Melton Hospital? And do you have any idea about other contractors there as well? So Geschke, you got Geschke's there?
Look, at this stage, I'm not going to speculate. Yep. We don't do that. But at the end of the day, I think it's very close to find out who the fire and the mechanical is. So yep. And roofing's a little bit off, obviously. But so there's a few other things that are popping up. Talking about taking a while for projects to kick off. The Point Cook Community Hospital has finally kicked off. That's been...
probably been about 4 years in the making, hasn't it? They had some cultural significance out there.
Mate. Yep, there still is. So that's kicking off. There's site sheds and the site teams out there. I spoke to the subbies that quoted the job, like you said, 4 years ago. Hopefully they put in their new prices because, Access is looking like they got it in grounds. Precision Fire, and I'm just trying to think of Quadrant Mechanical.
Okay, nice. So, a bit of a different mix.
Yeah. So that would be a good job. Not a massive job, but it is a hospital at the end of the day. So we have a delegate there representing our members like we do. Another massive job just to touch on quickly is the Laverton Data Centre that Built got. Next door to Laverton Market. It's been robbed about four times already.
To resell at the market or?
Yeah, well, for sure. I told them to go next door on the Saturday and pick up their tools for half price. But anyway, all good. So, yeah, that's another massive job in my area. So, but apart from that, pretty busy out there.
There's a lot coming on. And what about delegates? All those jobs are going to have delegates. So you'll be seeing on the social media that a lot of people will be getting voted up across those jobs. So, watch the socials. I think it's each day. I think we've had probably 10 days in a row.
There's a bit of a backlog at the moment. There is. Six.
Of just delegates getting voted up. So hopefully that's a sign that the industry is picking up a little bit and go from there. And Warwick, what is happening, mate?
Plenty, mate. Plenty. Voted up Maddie Winter last week.
Yes,
we did. Good on you, Maddie.
Mervac.
What on, Matt?
On Queens Road. So he'd been hiding out there for a while just on the tools with Planet. They're pretty happy with him, so that's a good fit. He'll do a good job out there. So, we popped out there and voted him up.
What about the toolbox? It was absolutely amazingly done, wasn't it?
Well received.
Lots of questions.
It's always a ripper when you get a lot of input from the floor. You can answer a few questions. That's what we're there to do, you know, offer that option to get it from the horse's mouth, effectively. So I think we gave them a fair bit of information. It was pretty handy, and that was good.
Yeah, I think sometimes when you do a toolbox and you hear absolute crickets, maybe they're a well-informed group, but it definitely was nice to see such a receptive group of people within that meeting. And, lots of questions as well that were well answered by yourself and Herc. Really good. And North East Link, obviously the most asked about job in the state. That's still ticking
between
along.
Between that and Suburban Rail.
Suburban Rail, yes.
That is ticking along. A few dramas out there. I'll be heading out there today to offer a bit of assistance.
And how many questions do you get about people asking, can you get me a job on the Suburban Rail Loop? I think it'll be the most... I've got a mate from Western Australia who keeps messaging me. I'm like, mate, you live in the Pilbara and you want to work on the Suburban Rail Loop. So, no worries. It's obviously got some
work. I want to be there.
Well, I think we're a fair bit away from having a good amount of work out there for our trades. Yep. Right now, they're sort of just digging holes to launch some things. So
They decided, I think when we went out there, they decided to launch the TBMs out at Clorinda, I think they call it, in probably... I was speaking to someone recently and they said there used to be signs along the road that said warning quicksand because that whole area is essentially quicksand, so they're just having to pile the whole way around it.
Perfect.
Perfect place to launch a TBM, so right. That is going
easy,
swimmingly.
Easy land to dig through.
Yeah, most definitely. You've been up in the country as well. You've got a little bit of...
I've got to head up there soon. Inland Rail, that's chugging along. So we've got some good contractors that are pricing work up there.
Yep.
I'll pop up there. There's another one, a contractor up there that I need to catch up with who's pretty keen to sign. So we can... He's looking at some work up there as well. So, you know, you do the right thing and get the guys a pay rise and... everything else they're entitled to, so I'll go and sit down with them, and you know, we all do that. I think you were out in Morwell, weren't you?
Yeah, I was, Warwick. Thank you for the segue. Yeah, I was in Morwell yesterday, drove down and back yesterday, so it was a bit of a long day actually, but went to the Falcon Soccer Club, which is in Morwell, building engineering to pick that one up. One of those ones, as we know, regionally, sometimes it can be a little bit of a challenge to get our contractors on, but we are working through that. So that is around about a $50 million contract, leftover money from the Commonwealth Games, believe it or not. I didn't know there was money left, but there was some money left there.
Scotland let us hold on to some.
Exactly. Yeah. Thank you, Glasgow. So they with that, there's a soccer club and a gun club right next to each other. It's a little bit of a strange mix, but they do love shooting down there. So, the gun club is getting built first, and then two new grandstands, new facilities for all the people down there in Morwell. We also went to the best battery plant, which is also, that's in Hazelwood. That's a $700 million project. When I say $700 million, the batteries are probably worth about $580 million of that, and then the actual project is not quite worth that much. I think the plumbing is about $1 million.
What is it? Just a tin shed or something?
It's just a flat slab, okay. And then they put the batteries on there. So 24-hour security, just because those batteries are so expensive. But yeah, me and Simon were down there yesterday. We also went and saw one of our delegates who's been a bit crook, but. Really good to see that he's on the mend, and he is going to be coming back to work. So, Scotty, I don't know, you won't mind me mentioning him, but yeah, it was really good to see.
Shout out to Scotty.
Yeah, good to see him, and good to see him on the mend. He was looking great. So, and he's going to be returning to work.
It's good to see him bouncing back. That's great.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. It's what we're about as a union as well, is looking after each other. If you can't look after each other in a time of need, then
right.
I don't really know what we're doing. So we all pulled together and. Thank God for Plumbers Union Insurance as well. So, good to see you, Scotty. It's always a pleasure. For me as well, I went out and voted up Billy Gower, which was out at Fortis, Richmond Quarter, UPG. Who else we got out there? Auscool and Southeast Fire. Roof, no roofers yet. Billy's been a delegate for me. Second job as a delegate for me. And he's doing a fantastic job.
Yeah,
really,
good bloke.
Really good bloke. Biggest set of hands in the industry. And he's doing a good job out there. And then I've also got another delegate that's just started out at Dandenong. Aquatic yet to be voted up in Dave Shembury, but his first time with Cook and Dowsett. So he started out there yesterday. And that'll be a good one for him to learn. Good job for the Southeast, and it's just that's a big pool, essentially, three pools.
Plenty of plumbing in that.
Plenty of plumbing, plenty of chlorine. But pools. Guys, we've smashed out the halfway through the show. I believe John has chosen the song, or Warwick's chosen the song.
No, was I?
Warwick's chosen the song. We've gone Ozzy Osbourne for the last two shows in a row. So
we'll go Ozzy Osbourne again.
It's Kelly Osbourne.
Nah.
All right.
All right, here we go. And just like that, welcome back. The Living End.
Great song, was a
Prisoner Great. Society.
Roll on.
Is that right? Roll on. Sorry.
Great song.
Great song. Well done, Ozzy Osbourne. Missed out this week, but
maybe next week.
Maybe I finally learned how to use the auxiliary cord. So thank you very much for that. We're back. So what else has been happening?
Semi-professional outfit.
Exactly right. It's usually an absolute disaster when I'm in here by myself with Rusty.
I'll touch on regional pickles just yes, around pleasure. Ballarat. There's a bit of work going on. Obviously, the Mars Stadium, that's kicking off. We've got the base hospital out there. Bilt's doing that. Got James Menzies as the rep, representing our members out there, awesome. Cooking down in the ground. What else we got out there? We've got the Wattpack job, which is Bluebird. We've got Ilya.
What's Bluebird?
It's a flour mill job.
Okay.
So they're just doing a new flour mill out there. So we've got Ilya out there doing a great job representing our members. So bit going on around regional, especially around Ballarat. I think there's another job coming out of the ground. I haven't got my head around it just yet. We don't know who the builder is, but I'll find out a bit more about that. I think it might be an apartment job out there. So apart from that, I went out last week with Zach Smith to a few of the jobs. Just Hickory Data Centre out in Derrimut, and then the one in Truganina. So that was good. He got a good good reception from the members. He spoke about the BIG and about registration with their trades, which was great. Yeah, so it was a good meeting with all the fellas out there. They had a few good questions as well, to be honest.
Good
with
on
you.
Zach as well. It's he's got a big backbone on him. It's not a very enviable job.
Not an easy job at all
to be doing that at any sense of the time, especially at what's going on with our brothers at the moment over the last probably 18 months.
Oh yeah,
2 years.
Yeah. It's been about 12 months. I think.
12 months.
Yeah,
12
just months. Just on 12 months. Yeah,
twist on 12 months. God, time flies, doesn't it?
Yeah. But they're still going good. Like, their membership's still high, and, you know, they're getting EBAs up and running, so they're going well.
And it's all through the support as well with the BIG as well.
Correct.
ETU, PPTU, CFMEU, here to stay. And Herky, what about you, mate?
Touched on regional as well. So we've got a job starting in Bendigo at Coles. Got a few good contractors out there. MJR is one of them.
Coles.
Good old Coles. There's a bit of work coming up in Shep. And there was actually a job in Mansfield me and Billy Jovanovski went to last week. Went and saw the OP guys. There was about 15 of them on the job.
They're good blokes.
Great rippers. Great bunch of guys. Great bunch of guys. Had a really good toolbox. Nicholson's with a builder. Did not want to see us.
Nicholson's.
He didn't even hide it. Didn't even want to get up off his chair and shake our hands. So me and Billy did what we had to do. But yeah, now the boys are very receptive at OPs. Like, it was good. Doing old school mechanical plumbing as well. No prefab. It was all welded. It was good to see. Boy, he would have loved it.
Oh, I'm loving it now. Get me out there.
Most definitely. It's good to see that the regional work is sort of happening up towards that part of the state.
I'm hoping we see more of it, to be honest. Considering, you know, the Comm Games was promoting all this work to come to the regional areas, upgrades to all stadiums and infrastructure and whatever else they had going on out there, and they've sort of had that stripped away from them. Hopefully the state government finds a bit of money to start throwing back out there, because some of those hospitals they've got in the regional towns, you know, these little satellite hospitals there.
Yeah, we're upgrading Swan Hill at the moment, so we've got Wilson's out there. So I've got to pop in there the next couple of weeks, see the boys. I know Tim's son's out there.
Yeah, he is. He's out there. Hello, Tim. Hello, Connor. Hope you're going well in Swan Hill.
Just hopefully they start pumping in into more of the regional towns, you know, upgrading a lot more of these medical centres and just providing them with some influx of work.
There's a bit of social housing coming as well in the regional towns. There's one in Shep that's going to start soon. So it's good. We want to see more of that.
Even around the inner suburbs, around Footscray, there's a couple of social housing jobs going up. Kensington, so it's good
Flemington,
to see that.
Flemington. Broadmeadows.
Yep.
Hampton. Brighton. South Yarra. Brighton. There was one in Brighton. There was, for sure. And these social housing jobs, as we've said in the past on the show there, they did take a little bit longer than what we thought to get going. But now they are really starting to kick into gear, which is good news for everyone involved. A good news for some people to get back to work that may be out of work. So, yes,
I think it's great that they're providing newer accommodation, newer places to live as well.
Yeah, most definitely.
I mean, I grew up in West Heidelberg. I still live there. Mm. Some of the walk ups that they've knocked down there that have been there since the Melbourne Olympics. Mm. No insulation, you know, not in the walls or in the roof. The walls were just double brick.
Yeah.
So the sun sits on that all day, and then your house is like an oven.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that the ones that they've replaced around the corner from me are a million times better than what was there.
I thought you were about to say a million times better than your house.
Yeah, well, that's not wrong either.
Yeah, well, they're starting that in Carlton on Elgin Street, knocking down one of the big towers now. John Hollander out there doing that.
My uncle lived in one, and it was subsiding in one corner.
Mm.
So the wall cracked. Sitting in his lounge room, you could see through his wall to outside.
That's a little bit of a...
It was feral.
A room with a view?
Yeah.
it was wild.
Unless he feels a cool change in summer.
Yeah. So I'm not sad to see those ones go. They weren't very good at all, to be honest with you. They were designed to house some, you know, swimmers and weightlifters and whatever else.
That's actually where they were living.
People. Yes, those houses were built specifically as an Olympic village for the athletes to live in. It was built on swampland, so it was never designed to not sink.
Yep.
And yeah, what is it now? 2025, and they're still living in them.
So. You're not just here for the industry news. You're also here for a history lesson. So,
you knock those houses down. The bricks have the Olympic rings on them. It's great.
There we go. We can probably maybe sell a few on Facebook Marketplace. You reckon?
Hey, just
who's buying them?
Just another thing, fellas. A shout out to Dom Molinaro. He won the Australian middleweight championship. So good on him. He works for UPG. He's one of our own, like I said, and the boys were out there supporting him.
And 10 rounds, I think, wasn't it?
It was 10 rounds.
Which is absolutely
slogfest.
Yeah, so he's going well. He's going good with his trade as well. So good on you, Dom.
It's one of those things. I think we had the week after we had Alex Al-Assad. They call him Hollywood Al-Assad. I'm not sure why they call him Hollywood Al-Assad. I'll have to ask you, Alex, who's a good mate of mine. But he was fighting at the Pavilion. Flyweight, we're all there, all good to go, 10 of us. All excited, and then it was 28 seconds into the first round. He knocked the guy out, so we thought, God, this is a made light work of it compared to Dom over 10.
Yeah,
so
that's it. And we've got Kai as well.
Yeah, Kai Hodgson.
Yep.
He's fighting as well. We've also got your mate. Is he Mexico? Did he fight yet?
No, he hasn't fought yet.
He hasn't fought yet.
Upcoming, Andrew's fighting in Mexico for the... for the right to be the challenger for another title. So
another world title.
If he knocks this bloke on his ass, he'll be in the driver's seat to have another title shot. So all the best to him.
I think the moral of the story is get associated with the Plumbers Union if you're a good boxer and you continue to win. Because at the moment, it's all the fighters that we do have an affiliation with have been winning. So
yeah, if you want to punch some punching bags that move around, turn up on a Thursday morning, Tuesdays or Thursdays
to do that.
You can chase the Fit Club around.
Yep. Yeah,
most definitely. I guess something that I just wanted to touch on just over the last couple of days, I have personally, and I know a lot of other organisers have been getting a lot of calls, just in regards to work still. We still harp on about it each and every week we do this show about the industry is picking up, but guys, it is still pretty quiet out there. I know that all the big mechanical contractors probably aren't employing until the start of next year. And I think most of the big sanitary companies are in a similar boat. So, guys, if you want to chime in and say anything other, probably the silver lining at the moment is roofing companies. There is a lot of roofing work out there. So, guys, if you can do some roofing, by all means, reach out to some roofing companies. But at the moment, the industry as a whole is pretty quiet.
I think Trio might be putting on a few. They're getting a bit busy. They've got the Icon data center down in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
So where Brody is, he's doing a fantastic job out there. So I think, get on to Trio.
Yeah, most definitely.
And if you do find yourself getting made redundant through lack of work or anything like that, pick the phone up. Your bosses don't always let us know. Sometimes they do it without, you know, keeping us in the loop. So pick the phone up. Yeah. We can help you through that process because sometimes a few things go wrong and we can always help you out.
Perfect. That is all we've got time for today, guys. We'll see you in 2 weeks' time. Shout out to Rusty. He's in Chicago.
Good on you, Rusty.
Well done. He's representing us over in the States. No better representation of the union than you, Rust. Really proud of you, brother. Enjoy your time over there. Herc signing off.
He made the fatal mistake of falling asleep in front of Elle, didn't he?
He did. Photos to follow. Exactly. Yeah. Thanks for coming in, John. Really appreciate it, mate.
Boys.
Look
Thank
forward
you.
To seeing you again soon.
Good to be here.
See you guys.
See ya. Bye.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.